information presented on this program and by its guests is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. A professional advisor, attorney, or tax professional should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented.
Are you retired or getting close? Welcome to Retirement Lifestyles with Patrick McNally, where it's all about having the health, wealth, and freedom you need to live your dream retirement. Are there challenges on the way? You bet. Inflation, the economy, and the ups and downs of today's markets will try to rob you of your dreams. But take heart and take notes, because what you're about to learn will put you on the winning side of life for the rest of your life. Now, here's the host of Retirement Lifestyles, Patrick McNally.
News Talk 105.7 KQMS. Good morning, Reading. Good morning to the North State, and welcome to Retirement Lifestyles. I am your host, Patrick McNally. This is the show where it's all about having the health, the wealth, and the freedom to live your dream retirement. And my fellow co-host, my man, Mr. Rick Homerick, is out today. He's got some family stuff going on for the weekend, so I hope they're going to have a lot of fun. But that means I got to do it all by my lonesome in here. So you got me for this next hour, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of cool stuff. And the name of the show today is How to Avoid the Six Common Fears in Retirement. And, you know, I've been doing financial services for over 20 years now. And what I have found is that most people worry about the same stuff either heading into retirement or once they're already in it. So I want to walk through some of these common fears in retirement, and then I'm actually going to get into some pretty good planning stuff for you guys today. It's always good planning stuff, but I'm going to get into some specifics for you guys and talk about how to really build a basic bucket strategy. Now, you've heard me talk about buckets in the past. Rick and I have gone back and forth on this, and sometimes kind of break down one bucket and some different things. But when I talk about bucket planning, this will all make sense once we get the show going. But once I talk about bucket planning, I'm going to tell you and give you some ideas about what goes in each bucket and what that looks like. So it's going to be a great show. We got a loaded one for you. We're going to have our friend Daniel Crespin on from Sun Oaks. He's the manager over there. And at the halfway point through the show, he's going to have our physical fitness tip for us for the week. And then I do have a market update for you as well. So, as always, we got a loaded show for you guys. I'm super excited, and you know what to do next. I want you to go refill that coffee, grab your notepad, and I'm going to get started here in about 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Retirement Lifestyles with Patrick McNally.
Most people worry about running out of money in retirement, so I build financial plans that create predictable, consistent, and safe retirement income that can increase every year no matter what the market does. If you're retired or getting close, I want to send you my free retirement survival kit. You'll get a copy of my book, income reports, checklist, and much more to help you create a retirement paycheck you'll never outlive. Grab your phone right now and text the word free kit to the number 33222. That's free kit, all one word, to the number 33222.
Raphael LaMarche is a personal trainer at Sun Oaks. He shares his weight loss journey and invites you to start yours.
My main goal is focused towards extreme weight loss. I've been big my whole life, and I had gone through this pattern of gaining and losing the same 50, 70 pounds, sort of just back and forth. And I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't live in that space. I couldn't occupy that body anymore. I didn't know how heavy 100 pounds was until I didn't have to carry it around all day every day. And I'm super passionate whenever I see someone that's fighting and navigating their own weight loss journeys or their health journeys or their weight gain journeys because they want to put on muscle mass or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, I identify with it because I remember how it felt.
Whether you're looking for a trainer to jump in on group fitness or to find your place on a team, the Sun Oaks community has what you need. Join now and get $100 off your setup fee. Learn more at sunoaks.com or visit us on Argyle Road, just 5 minutes off I-5. Sun Oaks, health, hope. Community.
You've heard me say it's all about having the health, wealth, and freedoms you need to live your dream retirement. When it comes to the health side, I want to tell you about my family's personal chiropractor, Dr. Todd Royce, owner of Chiropractic First. Not only does he adjust us and get us back to our active lives, he teaches us about ongoing nutrition and living healthier. If you have any pain or stiffness in your back or neck, I want you to call Chiropractic First today at 243-0889. Mention Patrick for a free consultation. You don't need to live with pain or discomfort anymore. Call Dr. Todd at 243-0889.
800-888-9889 or visit online at chirofirst.net.
You've heard me say how important it is to get your estate planning in order. Financial planning is more than just the investments. Don't leave your loved ones stuck with inheritance issues or huge estate tax problems. Get your will, trust, and powers of attorney in line today. I want you to call my trusted friends at Kenny and Noreen, 244-7777, and let them help you get your estate documents in order quickly and affordably. Call Kenny and Noreen today at 244-7777. Procrastination only hurts the ones you love, so get it done. Call Kenny and Noreen or visit online at lawnorcal.com.
Welcome back to Retirement Lifestyles.
Welcome back to the show. I'm going to talk to you guys today about how to avoid the six common fears in retirement. And I say I'm going to talk to you because my co-host, Mr. Komarek's got some family stuff going on this weekend. I think they're getting away for the weekend, so I hope they're having a lot of fun. But I'm doing the show solo here, and I wanted to kind of walk through some of the things that I've heard over, the last 20 years that I've been in financial services. And once you've been doing something that long, you've pretty much heard it all. But honestly, what talking to as many people as I have over that time period and continue to talk to you every single week, whether they're heading into retirement or you're already there, there really are just some really common concerns that people have. And I just kind of want to walk through these six different fears, but then I also want to get into how to build, basically how to overcome these fears, you know, give you a plan and talk about what you can be doing for your investment accounts. And so as I walk through the show, and if you're taking notes, you know, this is really going to kind of get to the point where you've got the foundation, or at least you can be thinking about how to build an income plan in retirement. When I talk about income planning, that's what it's all about in retirement. You guys got to plan for your paycheck. You got to figure you've been working maybe for the same company. I know the stats today are, you know, people switch careers like 6 to 8 times, but a lot of people have been working for the same company for 20, 30, maybe even 40 years. And, you know, you've been socking money away. You've been saving, you've been investing, you've been sacrificing, doing what you got to do to build up these accounts. But all along the way, you have gotten a paycheck from your job, obviously. And that's what you've been using to pay your bills. Well, you start getting close to retirement, you start seeing that, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. You start getting excited about being done after a, you know, a career of 40 years or whatnot. And you start thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute, where's the income going to be coming from? And if you're not thinking that, you need to. You need to start putting down on paper, what are my sources of income? For most people, it's going to be Social Security. It's going to be your retirement plan at work. Some people still have some pensions, you know, maybe a traditional corporate pension. They're kind of few and far between today. Unless maybe you're a government worker, you know, they're still very common for government workers, police officers, firefighters. But for most people, you're going to have really kind of two basic sources of income, and it's Social Security and your retirement account. So if you are no longer getting a paycheck, well, guess what? You got to make one. Now, your Social Security coming in, that's like a pension. You know, that's going to be that in that guaranteed bucket, if you will, of income. But then you got to start thinking to yourself, well, what do I need to fill in the gaps? Because for most people, their Social Security check isn't going to cover their living expenses. You may be, you know, if you're married, you know, and you both get Social Security, maybe you've got combined income of whatever, $3,000, but maybe you need five. So where's that extra two going to come from? It's got to come from your savings, your retirement account. So how do you set that up? So I want to give you kind of that bucket strategy. I want you to write down, or at least listen to, these are the six common fears. Number one, losing money. I'm just going to run through them real quick, and then I'll talk about each one. Number one's losing money. Number two, running out of money. Number three, not having enough income to meet your needs. Number four, not enough growth on your investments. Number five, growth being eaten away by inflation and taxes. And then number six is having enough liquidity for emergencies. Number one, losing money. When you think about losing money, you know, that could mean a lot of things. That could be losing money in the market, could be losing money due to an emergency, a medical expense. But that is a number one concern, is that people, once you get into retirement, you've made the money. You've made this bucket of money. It's your retirement account. It's your personal savings. And now you want to protect it. Some people call it your nest egg. You want to protect this nest egg. You don't want to lose money on it. But if you don't have, you know, certain planning in place, there could be some cracks to that nest egg. You know, there could be an unforeseen emergency medical expense that comes out of nowhere. And God forbid you haven't, you know, you haven't looked into Medicare or maybe a supplemental, some things like that. Maybe you haven't taken the steps to get the best plan possible. And next thing you know, you got yourself a $20,000 medical bill from out of nowhere. That those are the kinds of things that can just crush or cripple your retirement plan. And so when I talk about planning, or, you know, you hear me, Rick and I talk about it all the time. It's about the planning. It's about the planning. It's not just the investments, guys. There's all kinds of puzzle pieces out there when it comes to putting a plan together and protecting your assets and the things that you've earned. So losing money is a big concern that most people fear heading into retirement. How do you protect your money? Number two is running out of money. So this speaks to the income piece. How do you set up a plan so that you've got predictable, consistent, safe, even possibly guaranteed income coming in from your investments so that you're not concerned with running out of your paycheck? That's a huge piece. You know, a lot of people call it, you know, outliving your money in retirement. And that is a major concern because a lot of people might not be able to go back to work. And you need to even ask yourself, do you want to go back to work if you want to? The answer is probably no. That's why you retired in the first place. You don't want to go back to work. But if you don't have the income to pay the bills, you got to figure something out. And that is a big concern for a lot of people. How do I not outlive my income in retirement? Number three is not having enough income to meet those needs. You may have Social Security. You've got the money that you have. Now, how do you take those investments and turn that into an income to fill in those gaps? You may be pushing that envelope. So you have to take a look at, you know, do I need to reduce expenses? Should I maybe put off retiring until I pay off a few things? A lot of people, they've got the dream of having their home paid off, you know, either before or right when they retire. And I think that's a great goal. It's a big goal because your mortgage is one of the biggest, you know, expenses that you have. But I say go for it. You know, maybe you've got still, you know, a car payment and things like that, some credit card debt. Those types of payments, credit card debt, car payments, those are the kinds of things that can really just make up a big piece of your liabilities each month. So if you can have those things paid off, that's just more money staying in your investment accounts growing. Now, I got to go to a quick break, but before I do, I want to get you guys my free retirement survival kit. You've heard me talk about this before. In my kit, I'm going to give you a copy of my book. I'm going to give you a bunch of reports. Number one is the RLA Lifetime Income Report, where I talk about all the strategies I'm going to go in today, the bucket planning, the income planning, but also my 10-step program for success and all kinds of checklists. All you got to do is grab your smartphone and text me the word free kit, FREEKIT, all one word, to the number 33222. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back in a minute.
Don't touch that dial. Patrick will be right back.
Rafael LaMarche is a personal trainer at Sun Oaks. He shares his weight loss journey and invites you to start yours.
My main goal is towards extreme weight loss. I've been big my whole life, and I've gone through this pattern of gaining and losing the same 50, 70 pounds, sort of just back and forth. And I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't live in that space. I couldn't occupy that body anymore. I didn't know how heavy 100 pounds was until I didn't have to carry it around all day every day. And I'm super passionate whenever I see someone that's fighting and navigating their own weight loss journeys or their health journeys or their weight gain journeys because they want to put on muscle mass or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, I identify with it because I remember how it felt.
Whether you're looking for a trainer to jump in on group fitness or to find your place on a team, the Sun Oaks community has what you need. Join now and get $100 off your setup fee. Learn more at sunoaks.com or visit us on Argyle Road, just 5 minutes off I-5. Sun Oaks, health, hope, community.
Most people worry about running out of money in retirement. So I build financial plans that create predictable, consistent, and safe retirement income that can increase every year no matter what the market does. If you're retired or getting close, I want to send you my free retirement survival kit. You'll get a copy of my book, income reports, checklist, and much more to help you create a retirement paycheck you'll never outlive. Grab your phone right now and text the word free kit to the number 33222. That's free kit, all one word, to the number 33222.
I met the love of my life hiking at Shasta Lake. When I finally caught up to her, I needed a moment to catch my breath. She laughed and gave me a smile that I'll never forget. When the time came to buy her engagement ring, I was as nervous as the moment we first met. Fields took the time to ask me all about her and help me create the perfect custom ring. Now it's time for the perfect Christmas gift. And for me, there's no question. I'm going back to see my friends at Fields Jewelers.
Fields Jewelers.
Where Redding gets engaged.
You've heard me say it's all about having the health, wealth, and freedoms you need to live your dream retirement. When it comes to the health side, I want to tell you about my family's personal chiropractor, Dr. Todd Royce, owner of Chiropractic First. Not only does he adjust us and get us back to our active lives, he teaches us about ongoing nutrition and living healthier. If you have any pain or stiffness in your back or neck, I want you to call Chiropractic First today at 243-0889. Mention Patrick for a free consultation. You don't need to live with pain or discomfort anymore. Call Dr. Todd at 243-0889 or visit online at chirofirst.net.
Welcome back to Retirement Lifestyles.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining me, this is Retirement Lifestyles. This is where it's all about having the health, wealth, and freedom to live your dream retirement. And I am your host, Patrick McNally. My fellow co-host is out for the weekend having some fun with family, so I'm doing this show solo, and I'm talking about how to avoid the six common fears in retirement. And I kind of went through the six different ones, and I'm kind of walking our way through each one. I'm going to list them again for you. Number one's losing money. Number two, running out of money. Number three, not having enough income to meet your monthly needs. Number four, not enough growth on the investments. Number five, your growth on the investments gets eaten up by inflation and taxes. And number six, liquidity for any emergencies. Made it through the first couple of them there. And I was left off on number three, not having enough income to meet your needs. And this just kind of comes down to budgeting and income planning, guys. If you don't know what your expenses are each month, how can you plan to cover those expenses? And, you know, it seems like a simple thing. It seems like a lot of people, we just kind of had this number, and I'm guilty of it myself. You know, when somebody asks, well, what do you spend on, what do you spend each month? You know, we all kind of had this, like, number, you know, rolling around in our head. And I get it all the time when I talk to people, you know, in our first couple of meetings that I have with prospective clients, we walk through this and say, hey, you know, what are you guys spending per month, you know, on your bills? And usually that's, it's around $4,000. You know, and then I go, okay, well, when was the last time you did a budget? Oh, well, I don't think I've ever done one, or it's been years. So we kind of start with that, and we do a budget, and guess what usually happens 99 out of 100 times? People come back in. Well, that $4,000 was actually about $6,000. We actually spend more than we think we do in our heads, and a lot of times once you write those numbers down and you actually see it on paper, it can be a little surprising. So you got to know your numbers so that you can plan accordingly. When you're working, you know, you got that paycheck coming in every single month, and you kind of just make it work. But when you have to make your own paycheck from your investments, you got to watch those pennies. You know, you really want to make sure that you're kind of keeping it as tight as you can. Now, a lot of people, they can be disciplined, which is really cool. But really sticking to a budget is what you want to do. So you can get over this fear of not having enough income to meet those needs. But I also mentioned having some goals to pay off some of those big bills that you've been used to having. For most people, their mortgage is their biggest monthly expense. And, you know, it's a worthy goal to try to have your mortgage paid off by the time you get to retirement. I think that's awesome. And a lot of people can do that. And some people, they can't. But, you know, as long as you've got your planning and you've got that expense covered, you're fine. But what about other expenses like credit card debt, maybe a car payment or something like that? If you're still, you know, paying off maybe college expenses for the kids, really trying to cut into those things as much as you can is a great idea. If you can go into retirement and get rid of, you know, a $400 a month credit card bill, well, that just frees up $400 that you don't have to take out of your retirement savings. Now, even though you've been able to pay for it through a paycheck, most people, when they retire, they usually, their income goes down a little bit. Kind of the old rule of thumb that you used to hear probably is 80% of your you know, pre-retirement income, about that last year or two of income from a job, most people can typically live on about 80% of that. I've gone back and forth on that number over the years, you know, kind of joking, but, you know, there's always a little truth in joking. I've often said, you know, when you're working, you've got a two-day weekend. Well, what do you do on the weekends? Yeah, that's when you usually spend money. That's when you'd go on the trips and do stuff. Well, when you're retired, you got yourself a seven-day weekend. So a lot of people can find themselves, you know, spending a little more money. Usually that kind of smooths out. You spend a little more money when you first get retired. Have a lot of fun. Maybe do some of those big trips you've been dreaming about. I highly encourage that. And I know if Rick was here, he would agree with me as well. We often call that front-loading your retirement. And, you know, especially if you've got the health, that's the time to do stuff in retirement. If you've been dreaming about, you know, a big trip, that's the time to do it, is when you have the health to do it. And, you know, you've still got the spunk to be able to go up, you know, 400 flights of stairs or whatever. You know, that's the time to do that stuff. And so I want to encourage you to make sure that you can, you know, plan to do that. So number four is not having enough growth on your investments. You know, you can't control the market. Nobody can. And so a big concern a lot of people have, though, is, you know, they don't want to see their principal balance go down. Well, you have no control of that. If you've got 100% of your money in the market, it's at risk. You can't use the guarantee word, you know, when it comes to the stock market. So you have to plan to weather some of these ups and downs. Now, the last 10 years in this market, we've seen nothing but good stuff. You know, there's been a couple dips here and there, but by and large, we have been in a bull market for 10 plus years. So what does that mean? Well, it means the market's due for a correction, and maybe even worse, maybe a big, you know, recession. I'm a glasses half full kind of guy. I'm not a doomsday guy, but I am, you know, I live in reality as well, in that the market goes in cycles. So if you're not preparing now to be able to weather a potential storm, you could be in for a rude awakening, especially, you know, if you're 2 months from, you know, retiring, you've already told HR, I'm going out the window here in 2 months, and then the market goes down 30%. Well, that's going to hurt, and that may mean you're asking for your job back. So I don't want that to happen, and nobody does. So you got to start planning now for things that you can control, and market growth is not one of them, unfortunately. Number five is growth, your market growth getting eaten by inflation and taxes. And number six is liquidity for emergencies. I'm probably going to have to cut those short going into the second half, but I want to get into a little more information on those. And then in that second half, I'm going to cover the most part of that show on creating a bucket plan so that you can do away with these six common fears in retirement. I want you to get my retirement survival kit. Text me the word free kit, FREEKIT. To the number 33222. I'll send you my book, a whole bunch of reports, and all kinds of good stuff. We'll be back in just a minute.
Rafael LaMarche is a personal trainer at Sun Oaks. He shares his weight loss journey and invites you to start yours.
My main goal is towards extreme weight loss. I've been big my whole life, and I've gone through this pattern of gaining and losing the same 50, 70 pounds, sort of just back and forth. And I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't live in that space. I couldn't occupy that body anymore. I didn't know how heavy 100 pounds was until I didn't have to carry it around all day every day. And I'm super passionate whenever I see someone that's fighting and navigating their own weight loss journeys or their health journeys or their weight gain journeys because they want to put on muscle mass or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, I identify with it because I remember how it felt.
Whether you're looking for a trainer to jump in on group fitness or to find your place on a team, the Sun Oaks community has what you need. Join now and get $100 off your setup fee. Learn more at sunoaks.com or visit us on Argyle Road, just 5 minutes off I-5. Sun Oaks, health, hope. Community.
Most people worry about running out of money in retirement, so I build financial plans that create predictable, consistent, and safe retirement income that can increase every year no matter what the market does. If you're retired or getting close, I want to send you my free retirement survival kit. You'll get a copy of my book, income reports, checklist, and much more to help you create a retirement paycheck you'll never outlive. Grab your phone right now and text the word free kit to the number 33222. That's free kit, all one word, to the number 33222. You've heard me say how important it is to get your estate planning in order. Financial planning is more than just the investments. Don't leave your loved ones stuck with inheritance issues or huge estate tax problems. Get your will Trust and Powers of Attorney in Lyon today. I want you to call my trusted friends at Kenny and Noreen, 244-7777, and let them help you get your estate documents in order quickly and affordably. Call Kenny and Noreen today at 244-7777. Procrastination only hurts the ones you love, so get it done. Call Kenny and Noreen or visit online at lawnorcal.com. You've heard me say it's all about having the health, wealth, and freedoms you need to live your dream retirement. When it comes to the health side, I want to tell you about my family's personal chiropractor, Dr. Todd Royce, owner of Chiropractic First. Not only does he adjust us and get us back to our active lives, he teaches us about ongoing nutrition and living healthier. If you have any pain or stiffness in your back or neck, I want you to call Chiropractic First today at 243-0889. Mention Patrick for a free consultation. You don't need to live with pain or discomfort anymore. Call Dr. Todd at 243-0889 or visit online at chirofirst.net.
Welcome back to Retirement Lifestyles.
Welcome back to the show. We're always celebrating in here. This is Retirement Lifestyles. This is where it's all about having the health, the wealth, and the freedom to live your dream retirement. We're at the halfway point of the show, and this is where we always love to bring in our friends from Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness with a health tip. Because as you probably heard me in that little spiel there, it's all about having the health, the wealth, and the freedom to live your dream retirement. Because if you've got your health, guess what? You're going to keep more of that wealth, and it's going to allow you to do the things in retirement that you want to do. So retirement's not all about money. It's about being healthy to enjoy that money as well. So I want to bring on my friend, Mr. Daniel Crespin. He is the manager over at Sun Oaks Tennis and Fitness. Daniel, are you with us?
I am. Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
Good morning, my friends. Good to have you back on. It's been a little while.
It has been a while. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome, awesome. So you got a fitness tip for us today?
I do have a tip. So this is, I love this tip, and I think we should all love this tip. My tip this week is to make sure that you're getting enough sleep. Sleep is a crucial part to living a healthy lifestyle, and let me tell you a few reasons why. Really important, critical, restorative bodily functions actually happen when you sleep. Things like muscle regrowth and tissue repair. So if you're recovering from an injury or trying to regain some strength, but you're not allowing your body enough time to sleep, you're hindering your body's ability to repair that muscle, to rebuild that strength. You're trying to lose weight. If you are sleep deprived, your metabolism actually slows down. So it's counterproductive to you if you're trying to lose that weight and not getting enough sleep. You have to make sure that you're staying well rested to allow your body to operate at its best when you're incorporating other things like exercise and other healthy activities. Make sure you get enough rest.
Daniel, is there a specific amount of sleep that most people should be getting each night, or does it kind of depend on person to person?
You know, it varies. So there are generally different trends as far as like age level, but also like activity levels. They say for most adults that age from about 50 on up, anywhere between, I think it was about 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night is what's best. Now, some people can handle a little bit less. Other people need a little bit more. It just depends on your lifestyle as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, now, we've all probably heard, like President Trump, for example, you've heard the stories. He sleeps like 4 hours a night. I'm like,
right.
How can you even survive and function on 4 hours? But, you know, but then you hear, yep. Like, and then there's, like, my teenagers, you know, sleep, like, 18 hours, you know, if I let them, you know, especially on the weekends. So it's I've kind of toyed with different, you know, sleep schedules. And I think you're right. I've kind of found that 7 to 8 mark at least works for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's good you're doing that, keeping your body in best state to best spot to be successful for everything else that you do.
That's a great tip, though. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't realize how important it is. You know, we talk about the you know, lifting weights and the diet, and there's so, you know, there's 10 billion books on each of those topics. But, mm-hmm. you know, the sleep piece, you know, is a crucial part. So I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing us that tip today, my friend.
Absolutely. For sure.
Hey,
absolutely, Patrick.
Folks, if you want to, I want you to reach out to Daniel. I want you to call Sun Oaks right now at 221-4405. Ask for Daniel. He'll give you a tour of the facility over there. Mention the show, and you'll get a free week to try out the facility if you never have. And like I said, Daniel will be able to show you around. He'll show you, you know, well, right now, since it's cool out, the jacuzzi would probably be perfect. But there's two pools, tennis courts, all kinds of great stuff going on there. And like I said, you know, keeping healthy is a big piece of the retirement lifestyle. And highly encourage you guys. And that's why we want to partner with our friends like Sun Oaks and bring you a tip each and every week that you can incorporate into your daily lifestyle routine. So if you got questions, reach out to Sun Oaks at 221-4405. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Retirement Lifestyles with Patrick McNally.
Homeownership. Are you ready? You may be more ready than you think. Are you tired of wasting money renting a home or apartment? Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial not only makes the buying process easy, his mortgage experience and real estate connections can help you find the home of your dreams.
Hi, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. My advice for anyone looking to purchase a home is to first find out what financing you qualify for. With a limited number of homes currently on the market, this step can allow you to focus on finding a home you qualify for and be prepared to make an offer when you find that perfect home. My team at Megastar Financial has the expertise of making sure your loan closes on time so you and your family can start making memories. Go to MegastarReading.com today and start your pre-qualification process. I will personally respond to your application within 24 hours and set up your complimentary mortgage review. Are you ready?
Contact Mortgage Matt at 999-9000 or online at megastarreading.com. MLS number 260571, Equal Housing Lender.
I met the love of my life hiking at Shasta Lake. When I finally caught up to her, I needed a moment to catch my breath. She laughed and gave me a smile that I'll never forget. When the time came to buy her engagement ring, I was as nervous as the moment we first met. Fields took the time to ask me all about her and helped me create the perfect custom ring. Now it's time for the perfect Christmas gift. And for me, there's no question. I'm going back to see my friends at Fields Jewelers.
Fields Jewelers.
Where Redding gets engaged.
Most people worry about running out of money in retirement. So I build financial plans that create predictable, consistent, and safe retirement income that can increase every year no matter what the market does. If you're retired or getting close, I want to send you my free retirement survival kit. You'll get a copy of my book, income reports, checklists, and much more to help you create a retirement paycheck you'll never outlive. Grab your phone right now and text the word free kit to the number 33222. That's free kit, all one word, to the number 33222.
Welcome back to Retirement Lifestyles.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, you heard that last little ad there for the free kit. I want to reiterate, this is one of the most popular things from this show. We get a number of people each and every week requesting that kit. If you hear it on the show, not only is the kit itself free, but I actually include the shipping as well. So I will send it to you, and I will cover the cost. There's about $10 worth of shipping in there just for this box of cool stuff that you're going to get. Now, you go to the website, you got to pay for the shipping. Well, you know, that's part of the deal. But you listen to the show, I'm going to get you that kit for free 100%. So just text the word free kit to the number 33222. How to avoid the six common fears in retirement. First half of the show, if you missed any of the first half, Kelly's going to have it up on the website in a couple hours at rlaplan.com. But walked through the six common fears of retirement. I'm going to list them again here. But this next half, I really want to walk through how you can build a bucket plan to battle the six common fears. Number one's losing money. Number two, running out of money. Number three, not having enough income to meet needs. Number four, not enough growth on your investments. Number five, your growth on your investments gets eaten away by inflation and taxes. And number six is having enough liquidity, cash on hand, for emergencies. Those are the six common fears that we hear. You know, inflation and taxes, that's number five. That's one that, you know, kind of creeps up on you silently. You don't really feel that one, but about every 4 or 5 years. So you want to make sure that you've got a component to your plan, which I'll touch on in the bucket planning, that you can counteract inflation. You know, when those gas prices creep up a little bit, or, you know, the cost of a loaf of bread creeps up a little bit, you don't feel it, you know, once or twice a year, but about every 5 years you go, wait a minute. Man, that's expensive. So you want to make sure that your portfolio is not only paying you an income, but an increasing income. So how do you do that? And then number six, liquidity for emergencies. I'm a big believer in having cash on hand just in case something happens. And whether, you know, God forbid that's a big medical emergency, or It's just something simple like replacing the tires. It's those are the annoying ones. You know, when you got to replace the tires, it's like $800 or $1,000. And, you know, that's the one where most people just it's just annoying. You usually got to throw it on a credit card or something like that. And that's why, you know, Dave Ramsey, who I'm a big proponent of Dave Ramsey when it comes to his, you know, his debt reduction stuff. You know, he talks about having an emergency fund. Well, he also talks about having 3 to 6 months worth of expenses socked away in the bank as well. And I also agree with that. So if your monthly expenses are $5,000 a month, you should have, you know, $15,000 to $30,000 sitting in a savings account. You're not worried about the interest rate. Get a boring old interest rate, who cares? But you've got a good stash of money there in case something big comes up above and beyond your normal income coming in. Now, let's talk about how to build a basic bucket strategy. Bucket strategy, I want you to picture in your mind, or you can even draw it, you know, like on a little piece of paper if you're taking notes. A bucket strategy simply means using your retirement savings. Let's say you have $500,000 in an IRA. You know, that's the money you've saved over 40 years of working in a 401k or another retirement plan at work. And then when you retire, you roll that money over. That just means you transfer it from the company to your own individual account, and that's called an IRA. And once you get it into that account, now you're in control. You want to make sure that you're setting that money up to give you the income that you want. And buckets simply segregate, if you will, the money into separate legs or buckets that you spend down one at a time. Normally, the first bucket is more of a cash account that you can have. You know, if you can set aside, you know, carve off maybe 10 or 20% of that money and have your income from it for the next 2 to 3 years, then that leaves buckets 2, 3, and 4, if you will, to grow if you've got a 4-bucket plan. Well, what about bucket number 2? You want things in bucket number 2 that are relatively safe, but you get a decent interest rate on, because you're going to need to tap that money in about 5 years. Once you use up the proceeds from bucket 1, you tap into bucket 2. Do you kind of follow what I'm saying here now? So you've got these 4 or 5 buckets that are about 5 years each. Each bucket increases with time, so each bucket should increase with risk. And what do I mean by risk? Well, you would want to use, say, the stock market for bucket 4 or 5. And this is just one example of planning. We do some planning as well, where a lot of people have most of their accounts in the market and maybe use a dividend type of a plan where it spins off income. It just depends on your goals. But a bucket plan for a lot of people is appropriate, because what it does is builds a solid foundation, maybe even a guaranteed income if you use things like annuity contracts. That's what some people use in buckets 2, 3, maybe even 4. Because what an annuity does is allows you to turn a part of your retirement account into a pension. In the first half of the show, I mentioned most people, you've got Social Security and your personal savings. Most people don't have pensions anymore. And that's all an annuity is, guys. Annuity simply means a guaranteed income stream. Well, that's what a pension is. So if you can create your own personal pension, that might create a foundation of income that you can build upon. So let me give you an example of this. If you got, you know, your first set of money, you know, just sitting in the bank, and you can leave bucket 2 alone for 5 years. Well, let's say that annuity grows for 5 years and turns on an income of, say, $1,500 a month. Well, there you go. You've got your Social Security, you've got your $1,500 a month, and let's say that that is enough to cover your bills. Well, remember, you're going to start feeling inflation about every 4 to 5 years, so you want bucket number 3 to grow for another 5 years, so that when the time comes, you can turn that bucket on, and let's say that adds an additional $500. Well, there you go. You've just increased your income, you know, by $500. So now you're getting $2,000 a month guaranteed coming in on top of your Social Security. So whatever that equals, $4,000 or $5,000 a month, it's covering your bills with guaranteed sources. Now you want to have what I called number 6, the 6th common fear in retirement, is liquidity for emergencies. You always want to have a bucket that's liquid in case something comes up. So when you're building these things out, whether that's in cash or if that longer-term bucket, maybe 4 or 5 that's 20 years out, is in the stock market, Well, the stock market is typically liquid. So you want to be able to access money if an emergency comes up. So that's why we like to see, you know, those emergency, you know, funds potentially come from, you know, growth in the market. But remember, you can't control growth in the market. So you want to time it, you know, as much as you possibly can. So these are the different kinds of buckets that I want to kind of give you an idea of how to build out and start thinking about. Is there a way to take this big investment account that you've grown over time and split it up to make it last? And if you do this appropriately, guys, you can have a plan in place that's got a really big guaranteed component to it and then a more volatile or risky component to it, which is the stock market. So you've got both that's going to outpace inflation over time and last you 20, 25, or 30 years in retirement. And once you've got that plan in place, that's going to give you what everybody wants in retirement, which is peace of mind. Now, I go into more depth in this in my report, which is called the RLA Lifetime Income Report, and I include that in that retirement survival kit. So grab your phone and text me the word free kit, F-R-E-E-K-I-T, to the number 33222. I'll put that report in. I'll put the 10-step program for retirement success and a copy of my book, Retirement Planning 101. When I come back, I'm going to talk about the three worlds of investing that go along with this bucket planning, and we're going to wrap up the show. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Don't touch that dial. Patrick will be right back.
Homeownership. Are you ready? You may be more ready than you think. Are you tired of wasting money renting a home or apartment? Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial not only makes the buying process easy, his mortgage experience and real estate connections can help you find the home of your dreams.
Hi, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. My advice for anyone looking to purchase a home is to first find out what financing you qualify for. With a limited number of homes currently on the market, this step can allow you to focus on finding a home you qualify for and be prepared to make an offer when you find that perfect home. My team at Megastar Financial has the expertise of making sure your loan closes on time so you and your family can start making memories. Go to MegastarReading.com today and start your pre-qualification process. I will personally respond to your application within 24 hours and set up your complimentary mortgage review. Are you ready?
Contact Mortgage Matt at 999-9000 or online at megastarreading.com. MLS number 260571, Equal Housing Lender.
Most people worry about running out of money in retirement, so I build financial plans that create predictable, consistent, and safe retirement income that can increase every year no matter what the market does. If you're retired or getting close, I want to send you my free retirement survival kit. You'll get a copy of my book, income reports, checklists, and much more to help you create a retirement paycheck you'll never outlive. Grab your phone right now and text the word free kit to the number 33222. That's free kit, all one word, to the number 33222. You've heard me say how important it is to get your estate planning in order. Financial planning is more than just the investments. Don't leave your loved ones stuck with inheritance issues or huge estate tax problems. Get your will, trust, and powers of attorney in line today. I want you to call my trusted friends at Kenny and Noreen, 244-7777, and let them help you get your estate documents in order quickly and affordably. Call Kenny and Noreen today at 244-7777. Procrastination only hurts the ones you love, so get it done. Call Kenny and Noreen or visit online at lawnorcal.com.
Welcome back to Retirement Lifestyle.
Welcome back to the show. Oh, I'm heading into my last segment here. So we got just a few minutes to kind of wrap up. What I've been talking about is how to avoid the six common fears in retirement. I've been doing financial planning and investment services for over 20 years, talked to thousands of people. And you'd be surprised, 99 out of 100 all concerned about the same kind of stuff, especially heading into retirement or being in retirement. And things like running out of money, having enough money, you know, to turn into an income stream, you know, inflation, having money for emergencies, not enough growth on your investments, all these things, you know, totally understandable because once you're, you know, when you're working, you got a paycheck coming in to pay all your bills. But once you retire, you now have to create your own paycheck, and that can be pretty darn stressful and cause a lot of anxiety for people. So if you've got a plan in place and a structure to follow, it can make your life a whole lot easier. And I call, you know, when we do reviews for people, I call it the RLA X-ray. RLA obviously stands for Retirement Lifestyles Advisors, the firm I own here in Reading. But the RLA X-ray is a way to look at your investments, look at your planning, look at all the areas of your financial life to make sure that nothing's broken. You know, I talked about this a couple weeks ago. My wife had some surgery, and, you know, 6 months ago when she was having pain, we needed to find out what was wrong. So what did we do? We went and got an X-ray to find out what was going on, and that way the doctors can find out what to fix. It's the same thing with finances, guys. You may not even know something's broken in there. We want to make sure we find it so that we can fix it and make sure that you can get into retirement and through retirement, not only surviving but thriving. And that's our goal. So the RLA X-ray might be something that you're interested in. You can go to the website rlaplan.com, find out more about it. But this is all about planning, and it's overcoming these common fears. And one way to plan is what we call a bucket strategy. And I went through it probably a little quickly in that last segment, so I'm going to do it again and just kind of break down, you know, what do I mean by these buckets? And so, again, if you're getting into retirement, you know, maybe you're a few years from that, and you look at your account balance, and let's just say it's $500,000, that's the amount of money that you're going to use to turn into an income stream on top of the other sources that you have coming in, like Social Security. Maybe you've got some rental income or something like that. Maybe one of you has a government pension. Whatever you have, those income streams coming in create a foundation for your, you know, monthly paycheck. Well, there might be a gap in that. Maybe you need $5,000 a month, but the money coming in covers $3,000. Well, so you need to make up $2,000 out of your savings. Well, how do you do that in such a way that lasts throughout retirement? You know, you can't control the markets. Guys, I can't control the markets. You know, nobody's got a crystal ball, and nobody can control growth. We've been pretty happy the last 10 years with the stock market, but guess what? The market goes in cycles. Not that long ago, I'm sure a lot of you remember, you know, back in 08, a lot of 401ks became 201ks seemingly overnight, and that scared a lot of people, and caused a lot of people not to retire who wanted to. So that's going to happen again. I don't want to freak you out, but that's just the way the market works. You got to have a plan in place that's able to weather those storms, and a bucket plan might be right for you. So you take that $500,000, for example, and you create separate buckets with different amounts based on the money. And maybe in the first bucket, you've got 10% of the account value. In bucket number two, you got 20%. Bucket number three, you got, you know, 25%, et cetera. We've got software that runs all these numbers to plan for you to know how much to put in each of these buckets. But what you're trying to accomplish is to make your money last throughout retirement. Guys, we're living longer. I mean, medical advances and all this, you know, the healthcare stuff and eating better and all of this, our lifestyle, we're living longer. So it's not uncommon to have a 25 or 30 year retirement. Well, you got to make your money last. And guess what happens over time? Well, costs of things go up. You know, we talk about inflation and you hear inflation numbers at like 3%. Well, if inflation's at 3%, your money's going to double about every, or your costs are going to double about every 20 years. So you figure, you know, that loaf of bread's going to go from whatever, $4 to $8 20 years from now, and you got to have a plan in place that your income is going to increase along with that so you can cover it. And that's what, you know, a plan can do for you. And depending on the investments you choose, you want them paying you a paycheck that is predictable, that's consistent, safe. You maybe want, with these buckets, you maybe even want to add a guarantee on to a portion of that money. Now, you can't use a guarantee with the stock market, but there's products out there like annuities that might be appropriate for you, but you got to understand even the annuities. Rick and I were talking about annuities a couple weeks ago, and those darn things get confusing. So you want to make sure that you understand what it is you're doing in the plan in place that you have to get you there. So if you got, you know, a five bucket strategy in place, well, you're going to spend bucket number one for the next 5 years. Well, guess what buckets two, three, four, and five are doing? They're growing because you're not touching them. So in 5 years, you're going to replace that first bucket with number two. And that is a plan that can get you 25, 30 years into retirement where you're not worried about paying for your bills. So it's up to you guys. You got to have a plan in place to put this together. We do these all the time. Like I said, it starts off with an RLA x-ray. Hey, you may be in a great spot, and we'll tell you that. An x-ray is going to tell you for sure to look at the numbers, to look at the kind of plan you have currently, and will your investments get you to where you need to go? And sometimes you may feel like you're doing just fine, and you take an x-ray, and the doctor says, whoa, we caught something here. You're going to sure be happy that they caught it, right? You caught it before it got bad. Same thing with your finances, guys. If you want to make sure you're on track, you want to make sure that you've got a bulletproof income plan in retirement, we can run an RLA x-ray. Excuse me. We can run an RLA x-ray for you. We do it every single week. We'd love to help you out with that. And just check out the website. But I also want to get you my free kit. I talk about bucket planning and all kinds of stuff with my RLA Lifetime Income Report. Text me the word free kit to the number 33222. As a listener of the show, I'll even cover all the shipping costs for you. The word is free kit, F-R-E-E-K-I-T, to the number 33222. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you for listening to Retirement Lifestyles with Patrick McNally right here on News Talk 105.7 KQMS.